The announcement made earlier today of a new interim athletic director at the University of Maine with the recent departure of Carlton Creech. He's in studio, no stranger to these airwaves, and already give me a hard time because apparently I'm in his seat. Captain Jim Sedley joining us. Jim, hello. Hey,
guys, good to see you. I know where the mic goes. I know the board. I'm looking over to Kerry to make sure he's got the right buttons.
Yeah, you got this.
I sat in that seat for 6 years with Don Cookson and T-Nell, that little knucklehead, and some great guys, Don Morgan and so on, who was on the air the other day for the last show with those guys.
Oh, Don came on for that?
He called in from San Antonio, the man with the golden pipes.
Don still does the open for our show.
Does he really?
Where are you going to find a voice like that?
Oh, no place. That guy was awesome. So I almost had his Harley one day. That's another story, though, for another time. We have other things to talk about, I suspect, today.
Well, you've been associated with the University of Maine for well over a decade now. I've worn a lot of hats up there, recently serving as the chief of staff for President Susan Hunter. You've been involved intimately with athletic programs for many, many years. What was it about this position that was attractive to you?
I know there's going to be a hard question later on, right? Because that one's too easy. You got to be kidding me. I mean, when Sue was President Hunter was, given this quick decision to make because the Carlton's departure was a surprise to everybody. And so when we started, she started looking around, and I'm certainly right in the office next door. She has to try to figure out what she wants to do, given that there's going to be a new president here on July 1st. We're in a presidential transition. So she knew that she shouldn't be the one to make the decision. This really needed to be something that the next president decides as she or he builds their president's cabinet and their leadership team. So she was very careful about, there's some great folks inside Memorial Gym, inside Black Bear Athletics. Seth and Lynn Coos, of course, are would have been fantastic opportunities. But what Sue was trying to do is go external and decide that and try to make it easier for the next president, so it doesn't look like she's anointing somebody. So I don't feel anointed, right? So she reached out to some people that she trusts: Walt Abbott, Jack Cosgrove, Tom Savage, some folks that are been around the program for a long time. Bounced a couple of ideas off of them, and this is kind of what bubbled to the top. She asked if I would be interested in doing this, which is your question. So I had to choke down the energy and the excitement, because that's not something that comes to a guy with my background, an opportunity like this. And in fact, I think I told my wife the other day, here's my aircraft carrier. And so but I wanted to temper the expectations. So I got pretty fired up, but I wanted to play devil's advocate with President Hunter also, because the most important thing the university will do this year is transition to a new president, unfortunately, but that's what we're going to do. And I'm a critical part of that. I'll still be a part of that. But when given this, when asked that question, man, I got excited. I am excited. I'm jazzed. I'm energized, probably a little too much. Came out of the women's hockey game just a couple minutes ago, and I was pumping my fist. And I don't know if an athletic director is supposed to be a cheerleader or not, but I'm going to wear that mantle pretty solidly. So
now, I assume from the wording of the release as well, that this is not a short-term fix, that this is something that you're committed to, I would think, certainly through the rest of this school year, and if there's going to be a national search, probably well into next school year.
Yes, it's going to be, 6, 8, 10 months, 12 months. That's really up to the next president. You know, they're trying to figure out how to put this down on paper that I'll agree to. And the hard part is I've already said I'll agree to anything. So I guess that's not good negotiating.
Really shrewd negotiating.
Right at the top of the heap there. But, I wouldn't have done a 1 or 2 month warm to see kind of a thing. That's not the best use of my time. This isn't something I have to do. I love what I'm doing now, retired Navy, all that stuff. But boy, this is something I really want to do. So she gave the opportunity. This will be a discussion with the next president. I don't think it'll happen on July 2nd, but probably sometime thereafter. And she or he will ask me probably what I think. At that point, is a national search going to be launched right away? Is it something that she or he'll want to do in December? We don't know. But for at least 5 or 6 months, I'm not in a hurry. I'm not in the job yet, though, either. So not till March 12th. And, it's Carlton's show until then.
Will you, and maybe I don't know yet, will you have any interest in being a candidate for the full-time job?
Now, you know who I used to work for in the Navy, and so he's got a great couple quotes, and one of them is known knowns, known unknowns, and there are unknown unknowns. In fact, that's the title of a book by about Donald Rumsfeld, and so, and, you know, we don't know. The answer is I don't know what I don't know. Today, I can't answer that question, and my standard reply is ask me in 6 months. The idea with me going in is to have it open so that it's easy for the next president to do a national search, and that's the direction today. Who knows? 6 months from now, 6 months from now, but that'll be somebody else's call. What I do is, me as a person in this job, it makes it easier for that president to make that decision. And this is a job that deserves a national search to get the right person. 6-8 months from now, let's see what that looks like.
We're talking with Jim Sedley. He's the interim athletic director at the University of Maine. This is not just a caretaker job, though, because there are some things that need to be decided relatively soon. We have a men's basketball coach whose contract is expiring, and then the situation with women's basketball, where it certainly seems like Amy Vashon wants to stay, people would like her to stay, and then what direction Richard Barron decides to go with his career.
Yeah, there are some important decisions. 2 points there is, one, I found out yesterday, so I haven't really thought all those through. Sue and I had talked about it, but yesterday morning she made the decision, and we wanted to tell athletics first before it was announced, and so that was this morning. So I haven't really engaged. I haven't had the chance to engage with Carlton about those things. The second thing is, I'm not going to be afraid to make a hard decision. You know, people think, what's an interim mean? Does that mean you're over there warming a seat? You know me, you're laughing. Kerry does too. You guys know me. I'm not a seat warmer.
No.
My style. And I don't have any problem with making the hard decisions. And there are some tough decisions coming up. And if those aren't made on Carlton's watch, they'll be made on my watch. And I'll make them.
Let me ask you this. And you've traveled a lot with our athletic teams. You know the athletes and the coaches very, very well. Always amazed, and people on the outside who just get critical and look at wins and losses don't always see things from the inside. And what Maine tries to do with our athletic programs is so rare. You look at some of these programs that Denver, for instance,
yeah,
great hockey program. You don't hear much about the other sports, but Maine tries to be competitive in every sport we field, and overall does an awfully good job of that. Is that a realistic goal for a Division I program that's kind of at the end of the line geographically and sometimes financially?
You know, I used to watch Rumsfeld's interviews, and not his interviews, but his press conferences. And he was, I don't know if you remember those, they were notorious.
Oh, yes.
And so I'd look at you and I'd go, yes.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's what he would do. Oh. The answer is yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't help but be, pleased at the weekend that this has come to me. This opportunity has come to me with what's going on in Black Bear athletics this weekend. The women's, hosting their first playoff game ever, winning their first playoff game ever, winning 18 games for the first time ever. That just happened. And the men playing against Boston College, they need 1 point to finish in fifth. UConn lost the other night. Then they get a bye the first weekend. Bottom line is they're finishing way beyond where everybody thought. You know,
and a pretty huge day coming up Sunday at the Cross.
Sunday, you know, that place is going to be rocking.
Yeah,
that's going to be I don't know. There were some big crowds down there for the high school games that I saw recently. But that's going to be a big crowd on Sunday. It's going to be loud. That's all the marbles right there. So, you know, yeah, we're successful. We should be successful. What coach wants to coach a team that doesn't have the expectation of winning a championship somewhere or something? So I think we deserve at University of Maine to have that expectation. But, you know, to your point, I asked Carlton earlier today, I go, so, you know, which AD should I look for mentorship, a little advice? And he goes, Mark Huddleston down at UNH. He's a good man, been there for 13 years. I go, okay, what's he going to tell me when I asked him? He goes, how the hell do you do that up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He goes, I don't get it. And he'll say that first, and he's right, but some way, shape, or manner, our coaches and our student athletes pull together, and we put up some pretty darn good teams.
Well, I think you were with us, man, maybe on the Albany trip a few years back when Bob Ford was in his last year, and he bowed to Jack Cosgrove.
Yeah,
and
I remember
said,
that.
Man, now that we're playing in the conference, the likes of James Madison and William and Mary and some of these schools where the budget means nothing, where they have all the money they want. How are you able to compete? But that's been the story of what Maine has done athletically forever.
Well, you know, we tend to be a coach's factory a little bit, right, for some of the sports. And so I even see it on the president's cabinet, which is where I sat the last couple years. And we've got three or four folks on there that have been there 30 plus years. And, you know, how do you, we don't want the next president to be somebody who comes in for 3 years and then leaves. That doesn't do any good. You know, you don't get to see any follow through. You know, we're disappointed to see Carlton leaving. How do we get the next AD that's going to come in and stop this revolving door? How are we going to get somebody to come in and spend 10 years in there, start something, see it all the way through? And that's a tough one to figure out, but I think it's important. Jack Cosgrove, man, you got to love that guy. He and I have talked two or three times over the last couple of days, and there's a little bit of mentorship going on there. And, you know, Jack's giving me advice, unsolicited or not, but
I'm sure.
And I'm only doing that because I hope he's listening, but, you know, he was there for a long time, incredibly successful. You know, Mike and Lynn Coots are graduates. Those are the folks that really tend to you know, bring up some great programs. So how do we create that longevity and keep some coaches there? And like you said, it's resources, and resources are tough up there in terms of money.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited for the university, excited for you to have
man,
this
I'm
opportunity.
Oh, man, I'm so fired up.
Well, come on in anytime. Now, we got to boot you off because we got to get to Hannigan and talk about this big hockey game.
Yeah, no kid, man. That's awesome.
Although you're welcome to stay around and chat with him.
Oh, I might just do that.